I'm Chris Kepler, narrator and producer of this podcast. Does this happen to you? Each week, I strive to bring a smile to your face with stories about life and befuddlement. Lately, there hasn't been much to smile about with COVID-19 and the protests against long-standing racial injustice. I narrate a serious podcast, through a different lens, working towards an end to jackass management, that discusses good leadership, hoping to bring about change in how we look at leadership and encourage more of the female kind. I don't embrace the status quo. I embrace change, and I encourage you to listen to a few highly recommended podcasts showcasing voices that lend an important perspective to race in America. Check out The Nod, NPR's Code Switch, The Stoop, You Had Me at Black, and Higher Learning. Now, a story to bring a smile to your face again, for 6 minutes or so at least. One of my favorite writers on Medium.com is Bebe Nicholson. And here is, "My mother is going to embarrass us. My sister and I can't begin to fathom what our mother is planning." My sister and I were telling our mother about her impending doctor's appointment. She had just moved in with me, and we're trying to get her set up with a new doctor. "I'm not going," she said. "Yes, you are," said my sister, who likes to get things done by bossing people. "We won't be able to get your prescriptions renewed unless you see a doctor," I said, because I like to get things done by persuading people. But Mama, who does not like doctors, was adamant, so I brought up the argument I had been saving, in case all prior arguments failed. "We won't be able to get a handicap sticker for the car unless the doctor fills out a form." Then I added, for good measure, "Remember when we went to Target and I dropped you off at the front door because we didn't have a handicap sticker? You had to wait in the cold until I parked the car." Mama slumped in her chair defeated. "I guess you're right," she mumbled. "We need that sticker." But she suddenly straightened up and said something that caused my sister and I to look at each other in alarm. "I'm going to embarrass you when we get there," Mama said. "What are you going to do?" asked my sister. "Why would you want to embarrass us?" "For taking me to the doctor," Mama replied. Then she stubbornly refused to divulge whatever diabolical plan she was hatching to make my sister and me regret we had ever scheduled a doctor's appointment. Unable to pry anything else out of her, we began to speculate. Could it be her new penchant for bralessness? Mama had been refusing to wear a bra lately, so she will most likely refuse to wear one to the doctor. But that wouldn't embarrass us. My sister and I grew up during the bra-burning 60s, so if a 100-year-old woman wants to unburden herself of that particular undergarment, we're fine with it. Maybe she's planning to tell the doctor we're mistreating her. But I doubt it, because I told her the story of a mother who did exactly that. The mother informed doctors, falsely, that her son was depriving her of food, medicine, and adequate care. As a result of this report, social services visited his house, only to find his mother comfortably ensconced in her own suite with meals brought to her bedside whenever she didn't feel like joining the family. This story did not have a good ending, as I pointed out to my mother. The son was so upset about the visit from social services that he shipped his mother off to her other son, who promptly put her in a nursing home. My mother, listening carefully to this story, said, "I would never tell doctors you were mistreating me." But my sister and I continued to mull wordly over what Mama is planning. Will she take her teeth out? This wouldn't embarrass my sister, who works with the elderly and is used to teeth flying in and out at random. It wouldn't embarrass me either, because I used to work at a thrift store, and we sometimes received donated dentures at the bottom of garbage bags filled with clothes. Will she pass gas? That would be unlike my mother, who is still a Southern lady, adhering to certain standards of decorum. Although one time when she was in a grocery store parking lot and leaned over to load her groceries in the car, she let one fly. Glancing quickly around to see if anyone had noticed, she was mortified to see the mayor standing directly behind her. He said, "Hello, Mrs. O'Neill," which is not my mother's name. It's the name of her sister, who looked very much like her. "Hello, Mayor," she replied without correcting him. To this day, she laughs at the mayor, believing her sister farted in public. "What do you think she's going to do?" my sister asks when we were out of Mama's earshot. "I have no idea. I can't get it out of her," I said. I read an article in Parents Circle entitled 50 Ways Parents Embarrass Their Kids, but it was no help because it dealt mainly with parents embarrassing their teenagers, not elderly parents embarrassing their elderly children. The kids in the article complained about things like having their parents comment on their social media posts or sharing baby pictures with their friends. Those kids don't know the meaning of embarrassment. I remember once decades ago when my mother drove me and my adolescent friends to a movie. Before we hopped out of the car, she turned to me and said, "BB, you're growing little bosoms. I believe you need a bra." Now that's embarrassment. My friends, who had already been wearing bras for a couple of years, snickered, but even they were shocked. And I've never gotten over it. HuffPost had a more helpful article, 10 Ways to Overcome Embarrassment. I especially like suggestion number 6, which is that laughter is the best medicine for overcoming an embarrassing situation. When you're in sensitivity land, laughing is a tad challenging, which is why you need a good friend to help you with it, according to the article. I believe in laughter, and I will have my sister with me. Whatever happens at the doctor's office, we can laugh about it later. I hope. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.